This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison, Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere for Knockout Radio. I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on? This is a very weird, strange feeling. I kind of feel like Tom Cruise. In A Few Good Men.
Oh, I thought you didn't have pants on. I was like, oh.
The hell? What does that mean?
Does he do the thing, the singing?
And just turn his mic off. Just leave him off for the rest of the day. God, you're an idiot. In A Few Good Men, when he starts to walk out and he goes, so this is what a courtroom looks like.
Oh, okay.
I can't tell you the last time I was in this facility.
Well, it's nice that you brought a Tom Cruise reference to the show because he lives like right there. We can see his three-story penthouse from here.
Well, he doesn't necessarily live there.
I mean, his helicopter's always like coming in and out.
Be very careful what you say. Allegedly. We are in Clearwater.
Allegedly.
And you have to be very careful what you say and what you allege in Clearwater. So back in the day, a action-packed show. We're going to go to the phone lines here in a second. Back in the day, we're walking down to the old Tantalk Studios, which was not the original Tantalk facility. And one of the co-hosts that I do rank above you, and I dislike that guy tremendously, and you still are ranked higher than or lower than him. So we're walking to the station, and a bus pulls up.
Okay.
And he walks on the bus and sits on the bus.
Really?
And it was one of those buses.
Wow.
It then got wings and flew off. But that's just another story.
Well, I think the government's going to release some info on that coming up, right?
The UFO stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so let me tell you what the plan is today.
Okay.
And it is ironic, and I'm not going to say it right this second. I'm going to say it in a minute why it's ironic. But scheduled to be on here momentarily is Eric Stovers, who is the founder and CEO of BioXcelerator.
Yes.
Which we just heard about.
We did.
Don't say anything yet.
I won't.
But we literally just heard about it.
I can't wait to talk to him.
Well, your mic will be off.
Well, I'm in the science field.
No, this is another Dana White.
I like weird science, like the movie.
This is another Dana White.
Oh.
So your mic will be off. Scheduled to be on today as well, two former UFC champions. One, your former heavyweight champion, Frank Mir. Two, your former light heavyweight champion, Chuck Liddell.
Nice.
Also on today will be your BKFC heavyweight champ, Joey Beltran. And then over from the PFL side, Bubba Jenkins.
It's an action-packed show.
Little Virginia Beach. I don't remember if he's been on, because I remember saying something to someone from Virginia Beach if they've ever found my car.
Oh, yeah, because you left it. You abandoned a car.
I abandoned the car.
Is that legal? Can you abandon cars?
I don't know.
I don't think you abandoned anything.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I mean, you tried to abandon me today.
I've tried to abandon you. And yeah, well, more's coming from today.
But that's a lot of champions. And Palmer just took, or Bubba just beat Palmer,
yep.
The two-time PFL champ before.
Yep.
So there's a lot of like heavy hitters coming on today's show.
Yep. So a lot of good stuff there. We're going to get into a little bit of stem cell. I have no idea what it is, and neither do you, so don't make it up. But we will find out about here momentarily from Eric. So that's coming up. Big ups to Rob Font.
Rob Font, the pizza man.
Wow.
Delivering a whooping.
You know, I just found it a little interesting. And I'm not saying nothing's not true.
Okay.
But it's the exact same story as Max Griffin.
By delivering pizzas.
The exact same. To the exact.
And a garage dojo.
Exactly.
Turned into an interest, turned into an invite, turned into training, and now leads to championship. I mean, Font's on his way.
Yeah.
I mean, he's looking great. He didn't start till what? He was 20?
He didn't look great. He looked scary.
Scary. His hands were sharp, crisp.
That's what happens when you're involved with the cartel.
Well, what about Garbrandt, though? I mean, what a heart, right? I mean, no quit. I mean, you expect that from No Love. Like, he just doesn't quit. And he took a lot of significant strikes, and he kept coming forward.
But, you know, I'm the naive one. I'm the guy that blah, 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 blah. I expect that out of all professional fighters.
Oh.
I expect that out of all professional athletes. Except for me, because I'm a quitter. I drive by gyms. I don't go in them. Big ups to Cody. I'm not. This isn't a negative to Cody. I think it says more when someone does quit. And again, there's a big difference between quitting, tapping out, sitting on the stool. I mean, before tap out came around, MMA-wise, tap out was quitting.
Right.
You know, the famous Roberto Duran.
Right,
the Nomas, you know, and he's a quitter, and he's this, and he's that. It is okay to tap out if you've had enough. I get all that.
Right.
It's just, you know, everybody's giving some of these, Tony Ferguson, you know, the week before.
Yeah.
You know, no quit, all that kind of stuff.
All heart. But you see it in all pro sports now. I mean, look at NBA. It's one-on-one basketball. Four guys stand around and watch. You know, they don't play with heart. That's why the college kids always get credit for being more passionate about the sport.
As much as I don't like them anymore, but LeBron has a lot of heart. You know, to be able to flop the way he does.
That guy, number one actor ever?
No. All time? I think he needs to go to football, and I'm talking about European football.
Okay.
Because they're the biggest floppers. They flop down. They carry him out. You think he's in a coma and ready to die. And then 3 minutes
then they spray that ice aerosol can, and their leg comes back to life.
When I was bat boy for the Cardinals a couple days ago, that's what they used. Well, you know, was that it's a silver can and it's icy something.
Yeah.
And you go from having a broken leg to now you're fixed, healed, and you go out and you can steal a base.
And from what we're about to find out, stem cells is better than that, which is unreal, because that can, it saves lives.
I'm intrigued on the stem cell.
I am too.
To the point of Frank Mir, who is also going to be coming on, hopefully, as we're trying to get a hold of Eric. I'll text him here in a minute if I have to. Matt Hughes, a lot of athletes, well, you know about my injury.
Yours?
Yeah, my injury.
Oh.
April 12th, I'm going to guesstimate 4 or 5 years ago.
Okay.
It was a Saturday.
All right.
Monday, I will be flying back years ago. On Monday, I'm flying to Nashville to do the annual Waiting for Wishes.
Sure.
The Kevin Carter
Foundation,
which is coming to an end next year. Next year will be the last one of that. So this is Saturday. I'm leaving on Monday.
Okay.
I'm a genius.
You are.
And I want you to be aware of that.
That's what it says on your business card.
So I drained my hot tub.
Okay.
Okay.
The one I had to carry with BKFC.
Six
fighter.
Other people. Yeah. So
Jared Warren.
I drained the hot tub.
Okay.
I filled the hot tub.
Okay.
And then I noticed behind where it plugged in. Now, it's not even where the pump plugged in. There was an outlet blocked from the wall to the hot tub. That I ran the TV, the most important thing,
of course,
to have at a hot tub.
Got to have the ESPN.
And
unless you're in the dispute.
No, I'm just, ESPN's okay. Awful.
Do you see how the nose is?
They're just awful.
Not all awful.
They're mostly awful.
Some
Hannah's
awful.
Okay. Hannah Storm's my girl. We had some great times at Waiting for Wishes. So anyway, so I start to walk back into the house, and I notice that the outlet is open.
Okay.
Now, there's a hot tub there. So I got a little nervous. So I went to the corner of the hot tub. I did say that I refilled it, right?
You refilled it.
Okay, so it's refilled.
So now, and I know how heavy it was with it being empty.
This is now full.
So it's 10 times the weight.
And I moved it.
By yourself?
By myself. Probably 2 inches.
Okay.
Enough for me to be able to stick my hand in.
To close out.
To close the thing.
So water doesn't get in the outlet.
That was the last time I felt my right pinky. So literally right now, and since that day, since whatever that day was, it feels like you take a rubber band and you wrap it around 1,000 times around my pinky.
Huh.
And that's what this feels like.
Really? All from moving a hot tub?
Well, a hot tub that had, I don't know, how many? 8,000 gallons? 7,000 gallons?
Yeah. I mean, that's unreal. So did you pick it up from the bottom along the concrete and smash it?
No, I picked it up on the corner. So I right hand on the one side, left hand on the other, and I lunged. And it moved. Not much. Inch and a half. And I did something in my neck.
Sure.
So when I went to the surgeon, and I'm sure I've told this story on air and to you before. So we went to the surgeon, who my wife happens to know at the hospital. And we get the MRI. Awful. I would rather put up with this pain than ever do an MRI again.
What's an MRI again? They put you in a tube.
And you can't move, and it's this loud. They give you headphones, and they go, "What type of music do you want to listen to?"
Okay. All right.
And you tell them, and then they roll you into this thing. And
what was your song of choice?
Country.
Really?
And as I'm in there, the noise is so loud.
You can't hear it anyway. Okay.
You can't move. You're confined. You literally...
Are you claustrophobic? If you're claustrophobic, can you do this MR?
No. I don't think you can.
Really?
Yeah, if you're claustrophobic. I'm not claustrophobic, but that was claustrophobic.
Really?
It was awful. Awful. So we get the MRI. Never mind. We get the MRI. We take it to the surgeon.
Okay.
And the surgeon goes, "You see this little thing here?" I go, "Yeah." He goes, "That's where your brain should have been."
Okay.
So
you got brain damage from lifting a hot tub? I mean, it explains a lot, right? Really. I mean, so many of my questions are now answered.
Pretty much.
Wow. That's unreal. I mean, but I know how heavy that hot tub is. And I'm so thankful that I don't have to move it ever again. And I'm glad that I don't have any damage from lifting your hot tub. So.
Yeah, it was it was bad. All right, one down. Let's see. One, two, three. About six more to go.
Six more segments?
Yeah, well, breaks. Yeah. Breaks are the most important because I can walk away from you for a couple minutes.
Not me.
Yeah, you. I can recharge. I can do whatever I need to do to put up with another segment.
It's a good strategy.
Maybe if you take that toy off, it'll help. Coming to you live from the Tan Talk Global Headquarters. It is pretty weird here.
It is nice to be in the studio.
It's cool.
I love it.
If it was moved closer, to where I live, it would be a whole lot better.
I feel like a real DJ.
This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is David Wells, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Country Depot, located at 36 North Broad Street in historic downtown Brooksville, could be the coolest store on planet Earth. From home and garden decor, handbags, and sports items, Country Depot carries a very large variety of unique gifts like nautical, primitive, country, and much more. Follow them on Facebook at Country Depot and stay tuned to Knockout Radio for details on how to register to win a $50 gift certificate. It's called Country Depot in Brooksville and worth the drive.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Puckett Store Fixtures, located at 2450 5th Avenue South in St. Pete, is just amazing. Puckett's has everything and anything you could ever want or need to display that favorite jersey, picture, game shoes, or anything else you'd like to display. If they don't have it, they can and will custom build it, from hooks to mannequins, safes to display cases, and much, much more. Check them out at PuckettStoreFixtures.com or stop in and see them at 2450 5th Avenue South in St. Pete.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
All right, we are back coming to you live from in the studio today.
We are back in.
We might have to do this more often.
It's nice.
But it would require you picking me up. No, not you. I'll have Steve Linnea pick me up.
Yeah, I'll meet you there.
No, I want no party.
Probably there.
Big ups. I know he's not listening, but Chris Camacho graduated today.
That
you know, little Chris?
Little Chris from where?
From the press box, from the Players show.
Nice.
Yep, he got up out of the chair, walked across the balcony, the whole night. Balcony, I don't know. What's that called?
A bridge?
No, stage? You know. Stage.
Yeah.
Stage, not a balcony. So big ups to everyone who graduated, but bigger ups to...
Do you think it's because of COVID? I mean, how do you think the kids graduating last year, this year, did it take away some of the joy?
Here's the thing. Okay. This is... I don't want to name names, but there's people in my life who will complain about anything. Me included. Okay. Right? Me included.
Right.
But how many people before last year bitched about going to a graduation ceremony? Everyone. Nobody wanted to go to it.
Well, man,
everybody hated it.
Well.
It takes hours. You sit there, you're bored out of your mind. Everybody hated it until last year. Then everybody complained because they couldn't go to it.
Because it's human nature. When they take away something that they can't do, then they will all want it.
Right.
It's like Chick-fil-A on Sunday.
I have a Chick-fil-A more Sundays than most people.
Because you get extra because they said you can't have it. You're like, oh, yeah? Well, watch this.
I buy it on Saturday.
That's what they do, man. They prey on that human trait of, like, you said no, I'm going to get extras.
Well, that's the case with gasoline and toilet paper and paper towels. Well,
what's next? What are we going to hoard next?
Airtime.
Oh.
I'm going to hoard airtime. Yep.
All right. Well, start bottling it up. We'll tell you.
I'm going to store it up, and then that way next year I'll have a whole 2 weeks straight.
All right.
No, I won't.
Love it.
I don't want to do I used to do Monday through Friday.
For what?
I used to do a Monday through Friday radio show.
Oh, that's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of prep, like a lot of content.
Well, that show was a lot like this one. I was the only one that came with prep. I was the only one that came with content back then as well.
But I just show up. That's my talent. That's my biggest, you know, contribution to the show, just presence.
I can't wait to replace you.
With what? The Scooby-Doo over here?
I would rather have Scooby over here with the headphones, because Scooby over there at least will help the program's attire.
Whoever dressed him up has him doing a double bicep, and the form is perfect. Look at the peak on those biceps. Like,
all right, do you want to stay another week?
Is Scooby okay with it?
No. Are you good? Want to stay? Put that stupid toy around the dog and leave it there.
Oh.
And leave it there.
But what if my steel said?
I'm hoping. That's the plan.
I don't know, man. This thing's like a child. I mean, I would.
Yes, you are.
Not me. I'm just saying, I would trade one of my kids. I would leave my daughter sit next to him for a week.
You would trade your kids for what?
Well, instead of losing my kendama. Yeah, because what if somebody stole my kendama? I can replace the kid. I can make another one.
You're an idiot.
Just saying.
You're absolutely an idiot. All right, so I guess they just announced the pairing for the big golf tourney.
Ooh.
It's your PGA champion.
Phil Mickelson. At 50 years old, lefty.
Well, I don't see why that's a big deal.
I mean, that's the oldest to ever do it.
So why? You know why he's the oldest? He's the oldest to ever do it because the older ones are playing in the senior circuit.
Oh, is that why?
Probably.
How old do you have to be in the senior circuit?
Old.
51?
I don't know.
What's the cutoff?
I don't know. Well, I don't play golf. I don't care.
You do play golf.
Phil and Thomas T. Brady is taking on the former Green Bay Packer, Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
Do you think he's going to show up?
Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah.
Where's he going?
He wants to be traded.
Yeah, but who's he going to go to? Who do you think? Denver?
There's plenty of teams that would take him.
Yeah.
I think there's probably five, and I just said that off the top of my head,
okay,
that have no interest.
Oh, okay. Well, Bucks.
Here's my thought on the Bucks. Yes, the Bucks don't need him because of Brady. I don't know how old Brady is.
43.
And how 44? Old is Aaron Rodgers?
I don't know, probably.
That's what I would need to know.
Something younger.
Something younger?
No.
Oh, my God, you're right.
On the senior circuit,
you're right. You do bring a whole lot to this show. Younger.
Look, I don't really watch your football stuff. I mean, look, I'm sitting in the studio, and I got to look at a picture of, what's that guy's name? The coach? Gruden. Gruden's still taking Dungy's credit with the champions, and he's hugging somebody. Can we get Dungy some credit? Can we say, hey, Tony, thanks for bringing us a Super Bowl to Tampa Bay? Or at least, like you say, you acknowledge the man. He put together one hell of a team, Randy, that went on to win the Super Bowl. Can we get Tony on the one side of the wall and Gruden on the other and share the love?
Absolutely not.
Can we bring Lovie Smith in to be in the middle? And then we got Love in the middle, and we got Gruden on one side, and we got Dungy on the other?
I know you're just doing it to piss me off.
Not all the way. But I'm just saying.
I like Tony. I liked Tony. Okay? Tony was a decent coach. Tony gets. Everybody will get some credit, of course.
Okay.
Sam Weish gets some credit. May he rest. Why is that funny?
What? He's not here? I don't know who that is.
You see what I have to deal with?
I don't know who that is. I assume he is a coach. I take that back. But the point is, like, how come out of all these other teams that go on...
I really think the show could be better without you.
No. But with the shows, like, with the rest of the teams, no other team or franchise has the controversy that the Bucks does from the 2001-2002 season about two coaches sharing the trophy. Like, I don't recall any other franchise like, oh, no, that's not that coach's trophy. Somebody else built that championship team. So, why is there that stigma? Because if you go to Tampa Bay fans, and I saw your post yesterday about the Tampa Bay baseball hat for the Rays, and it had the 813 area code, and it just set you off. Because the team's located in St. Petersburg.
Now, Sean did come up with, you know, a proper. It was 813, I believe.
It is.
Back when the Tampa Bay Devil Rays started.
Back then. But it was the new logo.
Right.
And the team is Tampa Bay. It's not St. Pete Rays.
It's Tampa Bay Rays.
So everybody gets to share that glory, just like Dungy and Gruden share the trophy for the Lombardi.
No matter how hard you try, you're still a buffoon. Dungy did not deserve the credit for winning that Super Bowl. He couldn't win the year before. I think it was 24 or 26 new players were brought in by John Gruden. Fans, just like we were talking about the toilet paper and the paper towels. No, I'm saying how you buy into, you believe, you do whatever that you hear in the media, that you're told. The strict Tony Dungy, okay? Everybody said how strict Tony Dungy was. I remember sitting in a parking lot, and I won't this time, because I probably have, in the past. I won't say who the player or players were. And I'm going to make up the time because I don't remember. So the media would leave at, we'll say, 12:45.
Okay.
At 1 o'clock is when lunch was over and things started back up. Okay?
Okay.
Meetings, practice field, whatever it was. I remember sitting in the parking lot at Old One Buck and watching certain players stroll in at 1:15.
Okay.
And not Mark Royals, who everybody jokes was at the golf range, you know, because the punter and the kickers, and, you know, it was kind of a different world. These were regular down position players. So Mr. Strict Tony Dungy really wasn't that strict.
Hmm.
My favorite Tony Dungy was, I guess, John Lynch and Derek Brooks. And I've told this story, too. I saw it somewhere online. Went to Tony and said, Tony, we have a problem.
Okay.
We need you to step in.
Oh.
About Warren Sapp.
Oh.
And, you know, Warren was being Warren, and Warren was doing Warren things, and Warren. And then Brooks said a few things, and John Lynch said a few things. And Tony Dungy looked at John Lynch and said, we can win without you. Then he looked at Derek Brooks and said, we can win without you. We can't win without 99.
No way. He said that?
He said that.
What?
Yep. Which, when you are the greatest Tampa Bay Buccaneer of all time.
Allegedly.
Well, of course it's allegedly, because you can't prove it.
I mean, it's your opinion. It's,
yeah, it's my opinion. Well, who?
Tom would be number one right now.
I don't know.
If he wins another championship next year.
Let's worry about it next year.
This year, when he wins this back-to-back.
Let's worry about it then.
Then will he be the greatest? Will he replace your beloved?
See, the unfortunate thing, as much as there's a very good possibility of that happening, of them winning and of, yes, him moving to the center of Mount Rushmore with Warren to his right, I wasn't in the locker room. I've seen things in the locker room that people, everyday fans, didn't get to see. I saw what Warren Sapp did in the locker room. I know the dissension as well. I know it all. I've saw it.
Right.
But what Warren demanded and commanded in the locker room, on the field, the respect of how much you disrespected him was respectful. I'm just saying.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
But
that would never work in today's modern PC world. Like, that team could never survive, and the 0-2 team would not be able to do what they did in today's world.
In the locker room or on the field?
Both.
Because there was almost murders on the field.
Well, because every day there's somebody capturing a cell phone image and, like, recording.
Here's the difference. Here's the difference, and I believe this. I'm not saying this, and I know we have to hit this break, and then we're going to reach out to Chuck Liddell. I'm not saying this to be you, meaning being stupid. I believe this. They could survive today, and the players, I believe, would be the same. Back in the day, there were certain people, me being one, that if I did something out of line, I know about 15 or 20 of those players that would have literally come and kicked my rear. And the difference is, I wouldn't have done anything about it, because I probably would have deserved it.
right?
Where you can't necessarily do that today.
Right.
I mean, since I was friends with so many of those guys, Nate Webster, which is the first one that comes to mind, and I hope he's finally out of prison, and he deserved to go for what he did. But it wouldn't have shocked me for him to show up. And, well, that's right, he didn't show up at one of the radio shows. You know, Dwight Smith, Warren Sapp, any of those guys, Mike Allstott. You know, if you did your job, they would treat you properly. If you screwed up.
And on the 0-2 team, how many would be as successful in today's league? I mean, would Warren still be the dominant player that he is now? Would he be the Donald of the league or the Khalil Mack of today?
I believe so. Yeah, I believe so. You know, and again, you always have to have the guy next to you as well. You know, he had Simeon, he had Brad, he had people there. Yes, I believe Warren Sapp would be just as dominant today as he was then. Lawrence Taylor would be just as dominant today as he was then. That team hasn't had a Warren Sapp on and off the field. Because it's the off the field. And when I say off the field, I'm talking about in the locker room. I don't care about off the field outside of One Buck.
Right.
Whatever you do, if it's legal, if it's immoral, if it's... I'm just saying, whatever any of those are,
right,
as long as it's not illegal, as long as you're not killing someone, you know, or worse. I don't know what's worse than killing somebody. But, you know,
that gets pretty bad.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, you know, because I wasn't around for the 02 team. I moved here in Tampa Bay, so I missed all that run. So, you know, I only saw it from an outside perspective across the country.
It was it was scary. When they went on the field, they knew they were going to win. And I think that the Tampa Bay Bucks of 21 will be the same way. They know they're going to win until they don't. I know that sounds stupid.
Is the pressure off now, like, since Tom already won the championship? Like, last year, there's so much pressure. Oh, is he going to do it? Is he going to make it? Belichick's not there. It's his system that's successful, not the players. Is that pressure now gone? Like, can Brady really, like, really open it up this year, take more risk?
I don't think Tom Brady knows what pressure is. I don't think, you know, will he be upset if he doesn't win? Yeah, but I don't think pressure is going to hit him. I don't think that. I don't think pressure. A lot of those professional athletes, you know, you say pressure, it's their job. They want to win.
But I saw Brady throw his helmet in the beginning of the season last year. Frustration sure. took over. He throwing tantrums on the sideline.
I still don't, but I don't think that's pressure. I don't think it's pressure of winning a fight. I don't think it's, you know, you want your standards to be better. You want the team's standards to be better. You want your performance in the octagon or the squared circle or the cage or whatever to be better. But it's not necessarily the pressure of winning and losing. It's, and I don't want to use the word pressure, but it's the pressure of doing what you know is your best. Not necessarily winning. Like
living up to your expectations.
Yeah, your expectations. So, sure.
Right.
And I believe that. So.
Of greatness, which is why he's the GOAT. Because of that internal drive, that work ethic. That.
No, I'm going to say he's the GOAT because of how many rings he has.
Well, but that all comes from the standard of excellence of which.
Robert Horry has a lot of rings. It doesn't make him the GOAT.
You got a nickname called Big Shot Rob. You deserve to be the GOAT. Big Shot Rob's a pretty cool nickname.
It is, and he has a lot of rings. All right, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Todd Yoder, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Baines Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Baines can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainesart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Mike Alsat from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All Oh, I thought he was trying to put me to sleep at first.
We're going to put you in the MRI machine, and we're going to crank up the tunes.
Well, I think there are some other machines now that are open.
Oh, okay.
I believe. But I don't want to say something that's A, not truthful, or B, I'll regret. Like, I was going to say, I would rather, but I wouldn't.
Okay.
Not having the MRI. Like, if they tell me you have brain cancer and we need an MRI, I will somehow figure a way to get back in that machine.
Okay.
But to date, it was probably the most... Give me a word. The most
terrifying.
Terrifying. Awful. I think I would have liked... I think I might have been able to survive better if I would have had in my headphones a countdown of how much time I had left.
Oh, really?
Even if it was 28 minutes.
Wow. That's so like torture.
Well, but then this wasn't?
Speaking of machines, coming out of the break, the A-Train... Does that position is that still working today's league? I mean, on the NFL front, like the fullback position. I mean, you know, the game's so fast now. You're not allowed to touch anyone.
Why are you so worried about names and brands? And you don't have to be called a fullback or a tight end or a quarterback.
Well, if he identifies himself as a tight end, I guess. But like,
well, that is in today's world. I mean, right.
Tim Tebow identifies himself as a tight end. But he's a quarterback.
Oh, by the way, I hate the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Why? What'd they do to you?
Some schmo on the team's like, so Tim Tebow can get a job, but Kaepernick can't. I can't wait to play the Jaguars.
Well, if Kaepernick is taking a knee, then the down's over.
It's two different things. One turned down a job.
You're never going to win a game if you keep taking knees.
One turned down jobs, and one begged for one. One has a direct line, I guess, to the guy you believe upstairs, who got him a job in Jacksonville.
Oh, I thought it was Atlanta.
Atlanta?
The Home Depot guy? Jesus, the carpenter?
What's he have to do with the Home Depot guy?
He works
God, carpenter. You're talking in circles. All right, no. Shocking, we are now rescheduling Eric Stofers.
Okay.
Because our buddy...
he didn't want to talk to us after our intro.
No. Our buddy Chris, yeah. Who we met with Frank, was trying to get Frank and Eric on at the same time.
Oh.
And I like Chris a lot.
I know what you're going to do with that. That's
but,
nice.
Well, I was trying to tell Chris, we don't need them both on at the same time. Better radio is separate. It takes more time.
Right. No, that's a great idea.
Right? Though. You put Eric on for 20 minutes. You put Frank on for 20 minutes. I kick you out of the studio for an hour.
I'll take a break.
And it's a beautiful hour.
I'm overworked and underpaid.
You're underworked and you're overpaid. Trust me.
I want my next contract in Bitcoin.
I don't even know what that is.
Dogecoin.
I don't even know what any of that stuff is.
Dogecoin.
I don't know.
I'm a crypto maniac. I want to be one of those people.
Whatever. I don't know what it is. Don't care. Don't. All right. I also just looked at my text from Chuck. When Chuck said, yeah, I could come on anytime.
Okay.
I said, okay, great.
Except for now.
No. I said, okay, great. And then I didn't see his last text that said, just let me know.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't tell him that we were going to call it.
So I got to tell my Chuck Liddell story. So I was in Atlanta. You were down in the row below me. You were down in the section below me. And I went upstairs and I saw Chuck Liddell. And I'm like, yo, Chuck. I was like, Randy's here. He's like, I know. He texted me. He's like, where's he at? And I'm like, he's right below us. Like, literally, if you could cut a hole through the floor, you could see Randy's head. So I was trying to get him to come out of the suites.
I'd text him just so you know. And I told him, don't come down.
That's not true.
I swear to you.
Really?
I have the text.
Why?
I don't want Chuck Liddell coming down into the... No.
Why? Into the cheap seats?
No, I wouldn't. What
general population? Is that what they call us?
Well, first of all, we wasn't in general pop. We were in the media section. We had the best suite in the media section.
We did, actually.
We had the best... What was those
the
things?
The buffet? It's like a...
It was a buffet.
Charcuterie boards?
I don't know, but it was...
What it was like meat and cheese boards, like...
The next one, and we may be going, by the way, it's in a couple weeks. I'm going to just tell him, make sure you take the olives off and put more meat.
Well, the olives your brother likes.
Yeah, but he won't be there, so it don't matter.
Are we going back? Are we?
If Miami? If you're driving, we're going.
So what's the schedule like then? I mean, the Triller fights are on the same night as the Mayweather fights, or the different nights?
I don't know.
They're different federations. I thought one was like the 5th and one was like the 6th. That's what I was under the impression. But they change all the time. Like dates, BKFC keeps changing. What is it, the 26th now?
Yeah.
What was the 19th? Now it's the 26th. Everything's going to South Miami.
Okay, get back to the Chuck story.
Right. But no, I thought it would be cool to walk up into the media section with the legend, you know, the Iceman Chuck Liddell, you know. And it's like, hey, look, Randy, look what I found. Just walking around the stadium.
Two things. One, and I'll show you the text. I told Chuck, don't come down. We were going to meet on the floor. And then when, you know, I didn't want to pull a U and jump over the boards and, you know, do all that crap. And two, I wouldn't put anyone, people I dislike, I wouldn't do. So I certainly wouldn't do people I'd like Chuck, having to spend time with you.
Listen, first off, people, they see me walking down the aisle, then they open up the gates like the Red Sea, usher me in.
No, they did do that.
So there's no jumping barriers. Like, I'm not a criminal. I'm not going AWOL on you. But yeah, I you know, but it would be, I wanted to surprise you because you always bring surprises to the show. You brought Ken Shamrock to my restaurant. You know, I was on air live and then Ken Shamrock walks in and sits down in my restaurant. That's awesome. And you always bring surprises, like Mickey Gall. Mickey Gall came and surprised me. So I wanted to bring a surprise to you. I was like, oh, here's Chuck. Let me bring him to Randy and like walk up. But it didn't happen.
So here's my Chuck story.
Okay.
So Chuck is here for a DeBartolo event in Tampa.
Okay.
They're all staying at the hotel. I believe it was the same hotel that the Bucks were staying at, which is the one at International Mall.
Intercontinental.
Yeah, whatever it is.
Okay.
So I don't remember days. I don't remember. This must have been a Saturday, I'm assuming, or Friday. I don't know. But I asked Chuck if he'd do me a favor. Sure. Can I bring you over to the gym? You know, the jiu-jitsu gym that I used to train at in Pinellas Park, David Vieira.
Right.
And he said, yeah, sure. So Jerry Rice, and this isn't a dig at Jerry Rice. I'm not saying it is what it is. He walks out of the hotel, gets in a limo, and drives off.
Okay. Was it Steve Linnea's limo?
And I said to Chuck, do you need me to get you a limo? Do you need me? He goes, no, just pick me up in your car.
Okay.
So Jerry Rice walks out, gets in a limo. Chuck walks out and gets in the Ford Explorer and drives, you know, to David Vieira Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
Okay.
So he goes in there, he meets some people, we take some pictures, and blah, 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 blah. And then there was like a 7-Eleven, so, you know, an off-brand, a family, whatever. So we walk next door, and again, I think I've told this story in the past as well. We walk next door and he goes and gets some waters and stuff. And all the guys from the gym are on the second floor, kind of just, it's Chuck, you know. So Chuck's never been in Pinellas Park that we know of. We walk inside, we get some waters, and according to what the guy said, a car was headed south on 49th Street.
Okay.
Saw what appeared to be Chuck Liddell, and let's be honest, you know, distinguishing features, you know.
A mohawk.
Mohawk, tattoos.
And I know the life.
The guy drove over the medium. He didn't even go the other 13 feet to make a U-turn. Drove over the medium and didn't even park the car.
What?
It, like, hit a brick wall in front, and he got out, and he ran in, and he's like, oh, my God, was that Chuck Liddell? And I go, huh? Is Chuck Liddell in here? I don't know. I'm just buying some water. What do you want from me? Chuck is really a cool dude.
He's a great guy.
Brought him in for a RFC event back in the day, and afterwards, the after party or whatever, I believe was at the Hard Rock.
Okay.
And, you know, it was all roped off and, you know, the VIP section and all that stuff. Where's Chuck?
In general population.
In general pop, down there dancing on the floor.
That's where we belong. Well, superstars like to be normal. We're kind of like the...
Okay, I thought I asked you to keep his mic off. Thank you.
Who's the guy? Bill Murray. Bill Murray will go and sit in general pop at a cup game.
Sure he will. He sits in the front row behind the dugout. If that's general pop...
Well, I mean, if it's good enough for Dan Severin, then it's good enough for Bill Murray.
I need to call him back. He's still waiting for my call.
He's probably still pissed. He's still mad about the...
I mean, here's the thing, though. Honestly, it's a prestige thing to be in Dana's section. I get that.
But Tim Tebow is son of God, like literally.
Can I finish?
He deserved to be in Dana's section.
Can I finish?
Sure.
Okay. So it's prestige to be in Dana's section.
Yes.
It's prestigious to be on the floor.
It's honor. It's respect.
Dan Severin had a better seat than you did. And you were on the floor, row two. Absolutely.
Better seat?
Absolutely. He had a better view. He had nobody in front of him. Row one of the 100 section, 50-yard line of the cage, 1,000%.
I mean,
if you told me moving forward, I will never be on the floor for another UFC, BKFC, PFL, any of the events I go to, and I will be row one, directly behind either Dana's section or the media section, right. I would take those all the time. Because you can see the fight. You can see everything. You're still close enough to see. You're still close enough to hear.
Did you hear Chris Weidman's leg snap like we did?
I'm going to say yes.
You still heard that?
He was literally, Dan Severin was 8 feet behind you. I don't even think it was eight. I'm going to say 4 feet behind you.
Yeah, that's pretty close.
So yes, if you heard it, he heard it.
Wow.
So yes.
It's fine.
So
why was he so mad then? I mean, he got the best seat in the house.
Because of prestige. Right. Because he's a Hall of Famer.
Now, I could see taking out the third string quarterback from the Bucks that was in Dana's section. Like, kick him out. Who's that guy? What's his name?
Ryan Griffin.
Oh, Griffin. Where's the other one?
Blaine. Blaine was there.
There you go.
Yeah.
Those guys should have been out. Put those guys somewhere else.
Let's be honest. It's not who you are. It's who you know.
That's true. That's how I got this far in life.
I'm going to assume that, and Ryan Griffin's a friend of mine, but I'm going to assume Ryan Griffin didn't call the UFC, any of the PR people,
no.
Any of Dana's people.
Of course not.
I'm going to say...
Tom Brady, hey, you want to come to the thing?
I'm going
to
say Mike Evans didn't make the phone call.
Brady's like, hey, you guys want to go to a UFC fight
exactly.
tonight?
Exactly.
Hey, my plane's leaving.
Exactly.
I'll be in Clearwater picking up my boy Tom. Oh, Tom Cruise? Man, exactly. It really is Tampa Bay. It's Tampa Bay, Tom Brady,
exactly.
Tom Cruise.
Exactly. So Tom Brady makes the phone call and says, hey, nine of us are going to come. What do you think?
Whatever you need, Tom.
Whatever you need, Tom.
Wow.
Whatever you need.
Yeah.
And right. I've never been around. I'm trying to. I don't think I've ever been around anyone with that.
Star power.
Yeah, aura.
I mean, Jake Paul has way more than Tom Brady did that night.
Like, way like more what?
Jake Paul stole the thunder of the entire arena.
That's not the aura. That's like not...
Jake Paul walking down the street will get mobbed before Tom Brady does.
You're an idiot.
All day.
You are just...
No question.
Whatever.
I'm just telling you. Most people probably don't know what Tom Brady looks like.
And most people don't know what Paul looks like.
They do.
Well, unless they're nine and they watched him on the Disney Channel.
Chuck called him out, apparently. He wants to fight him. Wants to fight Jake Paul.
I want to fight Jake Paul.
Lex, listen, you're fighting other things right now.
You know, you've said one funny thing in your life. Don't bring that one up again.
No, but what I'm saying is, like, those are the two guys that they came from the internet world, that came from the YouTube channel, the TikTok world.
I think it's awesome.
And they are making the most pay-per-views. They're getting the most money. Look, John Jones isn't even going to be in the UFC anymore because of, like, contract dispute over money.
John Jones will always be in the UFC.
I don't know.
I'll tell you why.
Because he's under contract?
Yes.
Just like St. Pierre can't box.
Yes.
And now Dana's getting called out by De La Hoya.
Well, who cares?
Oh, do you want to see De La Hoya and White fight?
No.
Dana White versus De La Hoya.
It's still a professional ex-boxer against Dana.
Right.
I'm just saying it's stupid. It's like everybody's so upset that what's Paul's name?
Jake.
And the other one?
Logan.
Herman?
Logan Paul.
Logan.
They're the same last name.
So Logan Paul and Jake Paul and Herman Paul and all these Pauls, it's two different things. Well, you're not fighting a real boxer. They're not real boxers.
Who would win in a heavyweight fight? Joey Beltran versus Paul Bunyan?
What?
We're talking about Paul boxers. Bring all of them in. Paul Bear, Paul.
That's right.
Paul Simon. Bring all the weight classes. We'll bring them all in.
Does Paul Bunyan get to bring the axe?
Yeah.
If he brings the axe, I may take him.
Because Joey Beltran is bringing the club. I mean, so it's a club versus an axe.
Well, I'll take the axe. Over a club?
I mean, it's the same thing if you turn it around.
No, it's not. Oh, my God.
Take them.
All right, during this break, can we cut a commercial? I'm looking for a new Coco host.
Well, we needed a sponsor from those axe-throwing places to sponsor Knockout Radio. Then we could call it like the Paul Bunyan section or segment brought to you by. Renaissance Festival, blah, 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 blah.
I'm pretty sure this next hour will be the longest one of my life.
Did you go to the Renaissance Festival?
No.
Because it was out of town, they moved it?
One of the reasons.
Is it?
One of the reasons.
Is that in, like, Dade City or somewhere? So.
My passport expired. Well, you need a passport to get to Dade City.
To go to Pasco County?
Lola wanted me to go to the station once. I'm like, Lola, I don't have a passport. How am I going to get to you got to get through Zephyr Hills. You think that, what is it, on I-10? You know, if you ever drive to Jacksonville or Atlanta, and you go, you don't go the Daytona route, you go up through, what, Tallahassee and all that garbage?
75. Right.
So there's the couple of these towns that, you know, they change, like, speed limits, like, from 50 to 6.
And these
cops, it's kind of like a Jackie Gleason in Smoking the Bandit. You know, we got some bits. We got them. Well, that's what happens through Zephyr Hills as well. So you need to slow down to a walk to get through Zephyr Hills. And I didn't have a passport.
I'll tell you about my Zephyr Hills story. So I took my family up to Zephyr Hills last week.
They did invent water there, though.
They have a garden hose. They fill up a bunch of bottles. But so it was a Friday night. Walked up to this taco stand. I know you're a big foodie.
Lola's coming to fire me because I ripped on Zephyr Hills.
I could use a drink if she got some water with her. But it would be great because we were driving through Zephyr Hills. I saw a taco stand.
Hold on a second. Are you still talking?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's a taco stand. And it looks authentic. It's not a food truck. It's actually like an old ice cream stand they made a taco place out of. So I'm like, okay, it's got to be authentic.
Can you just make this sports related somehow?
So I walk up to the counter.
Like the ice cream cone was in the shape of a baseball.
And what's our name of our show? Knockout Radio. It's Combat Sports. So I walk up and place my order, and it's none other than Ramon, the pro boxer that I trained on the GNAT like 2 days before that. And his family owns that restaurant in Zephyr Hills. So I'm in Zephyr Hills often. And if you ever want to go and eat some amazing
food. Funny story.
No, it's not. It's just a food story. And it's a pro boxer who is your cashier. So if you don't pay or leave a good tip, you might get knocked out.
Is that illegal? That's intimidating.
I mean, Warren Sapp did it and won a ring for it. Didn't he intimidate people? Did he intimidate you? Like, even as his friend, were you always like kind of like, I don't know if we're really that close. Like, he might hurt me.
Well, then you would be that close. If somebody felt comfortable enough to hurt you, you are that close.
Okay.
I once made a comment to him, and I said, when he gave me his number for something, I said, well, I'll protect it, you know, I'll encode it, you know, because I'm always worried of numbers and names that it's in my phone. And Warren goes, Randy, what's the big deal? Change my number if it gets out. And I go, no, that's not what I'm worried about. And he just chuckled, that Warren Sapp chuckle. And he goes, oh, you're worried about that tough love. I said, yeah, I would be worried about that tough love.
Who was tougher, Romanowski or Sapp?
Well, you know, Romanowski's legend is that he was that tough guy.
Right.
You know, which, I mean, I wouldn't want to tangle with any of them.
Well, of course, they're all 300-pounders.
Ray Nitschke was tough. I was arguing with Rob Kahn. He was saying how Lawrence Taylor. I'm like, I'll take Ray Nitschke. Ray Nitschke was a mean, mean man. Nicest guy, but mean on the field. And it's kind of like, you know, being a fighter. You know, and I've said this numerous times. How do you turn it on and turn it off like a light switch? I mean, that would have to be difficult.
Who's the nicest fighter you ever met?
Oh, there's
I mean, the one that's just like so nice. Like, oh, like Rich Franklin. Like, is it like a, because he's a school teacher. He's like doing math problems and then like knocking people out.
I can't answer that. Honestly, I can't, because I could list 100 of them.
Randy Couture.
Randy, Chuck, Tito, BJ Penn, Clay Guida. You said Rich, George Gajal. I mean, on and on and on and on and on. And again, it's difficult to ask somebody that's been in the media as well as been around the UFC as long as I have, because it's different. You know, and I hate to say it, but sometimes when you know somebody, they're going to treat you different, whether it's better or worse, than, you know, if they run across you, you know, on the street.
Right.
You know, I made a comment to Craig Williams the other day. You know, here I'm friends with a lot of alumni Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but all these fans out there have game jerseys of these guys.
Right.
So when you're thinking, and I was starting to go that way, that, you know, because they know me, they may treat me better than, I don't have all these guys' game jerseys.
It's true.
You know, but fans, Golston brought a game jersey to the players' show and gave it away. Of course, I was supposed to get one from last year, but it wasn't allowed.
Well, it just seems like the more brutal the sport, the more humble the human.
I don't know if that's the case, but, you know, because
hockey players are pretty nice.
Well, I believe there's a reason for that.
I mean, the biggest jerk I've ever met in the media is a tennis player.
Who?
The guy that snubbed you in the photo, like when he was standing still long enough to get a photo with him.
Who?
McEnroe.
I thought he was pretty cool.
Really?
We took photos with him.
You guys are kind of the same personality, though.
Well, we definitely are. You know, he is one of the guys I look up to. All right. 1 hour down. All of our guests coming through in the first hour. We appreciate it. Second hour will be just as exciting. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
I'm Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister, and if you don't listen to Knockout Radio, you may just find yourself in one of my jails.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 106.1